Time now to catch up with the latest news from RNIB campaigns. And as ever, Libby Rhodes and her team have been busy. Let's concentrate, first of all, on the most up-to-date items. And we're looking at the last chance to stop the planned cuts to new claimants in the work-related activity group of ESA, which is Employment and Support Allowance. Libby, what's the word then on that particular mouthful?
Yes, so with only one in four blind and partially sighted people in employment, Employment and Support Allowance is a vital benefit and the main source of income for thousands of people with sight loss. Employment and Support Allowance is an income replacement, so it helps disabled people who are currently unable to work, heat their homes, pay their bills and put food on the table, that kind of thing. So listeners may remember that last year we fought hard against the government's plan to reduce the amount that new claimants in the Employment Support Allowance work-related activity group receive. Unfortunately, we weren't successful and the cut comes into force on the 1st of April of this year, and that is for new claimants within that group. So the cut means that disabled people placed in the work-related activity group will no longer receive a payment, which is currently just over £29, to compensate for the extra expenses of being on a low income for a long period. So compared to the current rate, that's a loss of nearly £30 a week, which would take Employment and Support Allowance down to just over £73. So we're really worried that this change will force more disabled people into poverty and will undermine the government's aim to get more disabled people into work. But lots of MPs are still not convinced that the government is doing the right thing by making this cut. And with only weeks to go until the change comes in, we really need some help. So we would like all listeners to write to their MP. So we've made this really simple to do by putting together a pre-written letter. So to send the letter to your MP, all listeners need to do is visit rnib.org.uk/ESA last push, or they can just give us a call on 0207 391 2123 and we'll be happy to do that over the phone.
And probably really important to mention as well, Libby, you've had a lot of success with similar campaigns in the past. If people get behind you and do actually support it, then the MPs will listen, won't they?
Yeah, that's what we're really hoping. I mean, obviously, we've already got opposition MPs on board, which is brilliant. It's just about getting that message through to the government, and we're really hoping that that will be possible at this late stage.
Okay, then moving on to our next item to find out how campaigns are progressing. And we're going to be talking about the NHS England survey into how well the accessible information standard is working.
Yes, so as many listeners will be aware, NHS England's Accessible Information Standard came into force last July. So the standard essentially means that all adult health and social care providers in England now have to provide medical information in a format that blind and partially sighted people can read. So that's anything from appointment letters, leaflets about different health conditions, anything like that. So we've been working hard to ensure that health and social care providers know about this, they know about this duty, and that they make sure that they are providing information in a format that their patients can read. Meanwhile, we've also been busy raising awareness of the new standard amongst people with sight loss, just to ensure that they make sure to let their providers know how they'd like to hear from them. So 6 months on from the launch of the standard, NHS England want to know if it's making an impact. They want to hear from blind and partially sighted people to find out what's working less well, and how they can improve access to accessible health information and really make sure that the standard's working. So to let them know how it's been for you, please visit rnib.org.uk/need-it-to-read-it, or again, feel free to give us a call on 0207 391 2123.
And again, we should stress, Libby, that it's vitally important for the feedback to actually come, so that it gives RNIB ammunition to go to various organisations and demand changes that are going to benefit blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the standard isn't working or it could work better, then NHS England really need to know that, and they need to know that from the people that are being affected by this, so that we can put those improvements in place.
Okay, and Libby, we'll finish with a thank you to everyone who let the government know how to better support disabled people into work. This is a recent campaign that you've had.
Yes, so as anyone who's been tuning into Alan's show over the past few months will know, The government has been seeking views on how it can better support disabled people into work and once in work to make sure that they are able to stay in work. So the government's consultation on this closed on the 17th of February. So I just wanted to say a huge thank you on behalf of everyone here at the campaigns team at RNIB. A huge thank you to everyone who got involved in the government's consultation. So whether that's anyone that responded directly to the government, got in touch with us to share their views, attended a local meeting in their area, we just wanted to say that this really does go a long way in making a real difference. Your experiences were really at the heart of the response we submitted to the government, and I'm sure has formed a really powerful case for change to the government. So we're now eagerly awaiting an announcement on what the government's decided to do, and as soon as we know more, we'll be sure to let you all know.
As we've been saying, Libby, if you actually get involved in the campaigns and you give the information, good or bad, then it all goes towards, hopefully, a positive conclusion at the end of it.
Indeed.
Libby Rhodes then from RNIB, thank you very much indeed for chatting with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.